What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Late last night, you had the Mets and the Padres. So a lot went on in this game. The Mets were up because of the Mark Vientos grand slam. They give up the lead. They're behind. They get a home run from Ronnie Mauricio in the ninth inning to tie. And then in the ninth, you had this happen with a runner on first.
He does square, pushes the butt back to Soto. He has a play at second, threw it wide, and he's safe. Soto had plenty of time to get Bogarts at second, but he fired it wide. Lindor has to come off the bag, and the Padres have the first two men on in the ninth.
And then, of course, the other Soto, the one the Mets just got on Friday. Yes.
Welcome to the Mets.
Not a great throw. Could have got the lead runner, didn't. First and second, and then a couple of batters later with two out. It looked like he might get himself out of trouble. He did not.
Ball and glove all together. 1-2. Line toward left center field. Nimmo in. Can't get it. Plays it on a hop. Iglesias rounds third. The throw not in time. Iglesias slides in, and the Padres have walked it off 7-6.
And that was Keith Radd on Mets Odyssey Radio. Gary Cohen before that on SNY. And yeah, 7-6, the final as the Padres take the series opener from the Mets. Here was Carlos Mendoza talking specifically about Gregory Soto in that last inning, the throwing error, how he did, and then, of course, losing the game.
Didn't make a play on a bunt, and then with two outs, Diaz got him, you know. But I thought he threw strikes live on the fastball. They just got him there after we didn't make a play.
And Diaz is Elias Diaz, who had the game-winning hit. Also, earlier in the game, had an RBI single as well. Didn't make a play, referencing the bunt right back to him. Did make a play on another bunt to third base to get the lead runner, but not enough. Here was Frankie Montas. He does not factor into this decision. He also had a short stint charged with 5 runs over 4 1/3. I'm getting to one play that you're not going to like, Boomer, but here was Montas. Why such a short outing?
To be honest, I didn't think I was hitting my spots how I wanted to. They're a really good hitting team, you know. When you follow behind the count, you know, and it kind of forces you to come into the zone, they're going to put a good swing on the ball.
Now, they scored 5 runs in that fifth inning. When he left the game, it was 5-3. Brazaban didn't cover first on what would have been the third.
He got there late. I don't know what the hell he was doing. I mean.
Yeah, he didn't react. And then yeah. Todd Zeal is like you got to go as soon as the ball's hit to that side. He was thinking that Brazaban probably thought it was down the line. Pete makes a great play on it. And then he's just late.
It's just amazing to me that we continue to talk about
fundies.
Yeah, but just the lack of understanding of what you're supposed to be doing. As soon as the ball's hit, you go.
Yeah.
There's no waiting, and if the ball gets past Pete, then okay. But at least you're in your position. And
never gave him a shot.
What'd they win? 7 in a row?
Yep. Yes.
They had 7 in a row. I wanted 10, but they got 7. And, you know, they didn't have a lot of hits last night, but Vientos and Mauricio both hitting home runs, and Mauricio starting to hit a little bit more. I mean, it's good to see a lot of these young guys starting to come on a little bit, and it's one of the reasons why they're in the middle of, or were in the middle of a winning streak. But I don't know. It's frustrating. What, you know, anytime they lose and, you know, a new guy gives up, you know, makes mistake. I don't know. It's just frustrating. What can I tell you?
They stay a game and a half ahead of the Phillies. Sean Manaea, the start tonight in San Diego. Philadelphia wound up losing to the White Sox 6-2. During the course of the day, we got word that Bryce Harper cursed out Rob Manfred, who I guess wanted to have a meeting about the
salary
CBA situation that's coming up. Yes. Harper not thrilled that everyone seems to know that happened.
It getting out there, obviously I don't want that to happen in those meetings. I don't want those things to be out there. I think, you know, when we have meetings with the commissioner or anybody else that comes to our clubhouse, you know, those are good meetings to have.
But it's not meant for us. But that did get out, and that was a story yesterday.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
As for the Yankees, not great. They were trailing, runner on in the ninth. The final hope was Austin Wells.
And a pitch from Fairbanks. Breaking ball swung on into left, right center field and may get down. DeLuca runs it down, makes the catch on the warning track at the 385 sign, and that is the ball game as DeLuca throws the ball up into the bleacher.
And that was the ball game. 4-2, the final score as the Rays take the opener from the Yankees.
Let me ask you a question. Yeah. There were a couple plays in this game where I guess these plays are not ruled errors, they're ruled hits.
Talk about the Volpe play at short, probably.
Yeah, how about the Jazz Chisholm play at second? How about the misplay by, was it Efros or somebody?
No, I don't know if I saw that one.
I mean, like, God almighty, they just can't make plays.
Yeah. Very, what do you call it? Very
routine.
Nice. No, I was going to say very nice official score for the hitters. I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, I'm not saying these, I don't know. I mean, that is a huge issue. There's no errors, but there were errors.
It wasn't
they were
clean.
Not ruled errors.
Well, Volpe was getting booed after that play.
I know.
I mean, it wasn't even an error. He's getting raked over the
second
coals.
Base. Jazz, I don't know what he was doing. Like, I don't know if he was just, you know, going. It just seemed like he was going after it hard enough and to get the ball to first base. I don't know. Just it. You talk about frustrating. The thing that frustrates me more than anything is just misplay after misplay after
sloppy misplay. Defense.
Yes.
That's the thing that really gets you going?
Yeah, it bothers me.
Your guy was in the booth last night. Your guy.
Yeah, Doncic.
Doncic.
Right. And, you know, somebody posted something to me on X yesterday about, hey, look at this guy's on the cover. He's now getting
Men's Health
on the cover of Men's Health.
Shredded and everything.
Yeah.
Good for him. He's waking up. He lost about $85 to $100 million from, you know, drinking too many beers and getting too fat in Dallas. And Dallas is like, we're not dealing with this. Let him go somewhere else and be more motivated and pay higher taxes. And that's exactly what happened. And now he's responding in kind.
Yeah, looks great.
He's
my
responding
goodness.
In kind. Good for him. It's just like Mekhi Becton. You know, when Mekhi Becton got ballooned up over to 400 pounds. So sooner or later, somebody has to say to him, hey, you want to stay in here? You want to make $20 million a year?
Yeah. What are you looking at me for, man?
Slim down.
Just saying, it looks good. You got to give him credit.
I am giving him credit, but you know the only reason this was even a discussion point is like people could not believe that Dallas was going to trade him, I told you they traded him because he was completely out of shape, mailing it in. And, you know, now all of a sudden he's in L.A. He's around all the beautiful people. He's hearing the criticism about his weight and the lack of commitment to the game of basketball. Yeah. And now he's been incentivized, you know, rightfully so, to get his ass in gear.
Should be so lucky that Jalen Brunson mails it in all the way to the finals this year.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like that. He did take them to the NBA finals.
Yeah, and then, you know, they could have given him a $345 million extension, and he showed up like he was still partying for making it to the finals.
Fat Brunson and then in the NBA finals.
No.
So not, man.
That's not happening with him.
I mean, I don't think you got, you should understand, like, the way that these players are looked at, you know, I mean, they are a commodity, and you have to decide whether or not you are going to invest the amount of money that these teams are investing in these players. And if you feel like a player, you know, isn't putting in the commitment, or you've been around this player and the player has habits that you don't like, you're not going to keep that player. And I know that they took an immense amount of criticism trading him. But I saw exactly why they traded him. We give him $345 million and this is the way he's going to act? No. Now, if this were the Luka that were in Dallas,
yeah,
they would have given him the contract.
If I've said this once, I've said it 10 million times. Trading him wasn't the issue. It was the not opening up to the rest of the league and then doing some weird deal in the middle of the night with the
Dallas
Los Angeles
Maverick
Lakers.
Fan, they could have traded. The only person they probably could have traded him for would have been SGA or somebody along those lines where they would have been happy. But the fact that they did trade him in the first place, is that's the Dallas. They never wanted to trade him. But then again, that's the fan. That's the fan's not dealing with the player every single day.
Tigers beat the Diamondbacks 5-1. Eugenio Suarez left the game, hit by a pitch on his hand. X-rays negative. Guardians closer Emmanuel Clase placed on non-disciplinary paid leave through August 31st.
Paid leave?
He is now, yeah.
Well, they're investigating.
He's being
not
investigated
sure.
for all these OO pitches that they deem non-competitive, and they're worried about prop bets and gambling. So, yes. And they've got his teammate is still under investigation as well for something very similar. So that's going on in Cleveland. Former Cubs Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg passed away. He was only 65. He died from a battle of prostate cancer. And then just a couple of things from football very quickly. We'll get to the sound from Aaron Glenn and Malik Nabers. Those two did speak yesterday. Tyler Guyton of the Cowboys was feared to have torn his ACL. Turns out it's a bone fracture in his knee, so he'll be out 4 to 6 weeks rather than the season. The Broncos and Cortland Sutton reach agreement on 4 years, $92 million. And we'll have sound from Deion Sanders next hour. He had his bladder removed. Doctors finding a cancerous tumor.
The entire bladder?
That's I copied and pasted that. I thought that was kind of weird, but
it was a bladder, but they also did some other manipulation internally to make sure that he can live somewhat of a normal life. And he still wants to coach, so good for him.
Yes. So more coming up next time.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It's Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Build Ford Tough Studio.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.